This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. What's the Satanic Temple up to? Johnson's got that story. We'll share it with you coming up here in moments. Ian Johnson and Mark in the studio tonight. Plus, if you wanted to talk about the dating issues, you know, how has dating changed in the last, say, decade or two? Is it really worse now, as this online blogger is claiming, who she herself may have her own issues to deal with? But you're still welcome to comment. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. Coming in here tonight from New Jersey, it's Ralph, what kind of dating advice do you have for us? What do you think about the dating scene? When's the last time you were out on a date? Go ahead.
Hi. There's a standing offer for you. There's a standing offer
for you.
I would give... I would give you a black female to have sex with to relieve ease the burden of white guilt.
That's fine. You're offering to pimp a black female to anyone on the show to have sex with?
No, you. I'm talking
me
about
specifically.
You. I'm talking about you.
Okay.
I'm talking about you.
Because I have white guilt for what exactly?
It's really unfair at this point in time when only the black the white female are going after the Negro. Those NFL players, I can tell you, those NFL players, they go for white girls after the game.
Uh-huh.
I can tell you that. I can seriously tell you that. So
what does it matter who's going after who as far as, you know, white, black, Filipino?
Talking about being hypocritical.
Who's the hypocrite?
This NFL, players, okay?
Are you talking about the NFL coach that ended up getting outed for doing, what, cocaine or something like that by his ex-girlfriend?
No. I'm talking about the protest going on right now with the NFL, okay?
You believe that the NFL players that are kneeling are somehow protesting whiteness, and that therefore them
white
going
privilege,
after
right.
I don't know what they're saying about white privilege and white supremacy. I think that what I heard, the sort of original complaint was, please stop shooting us.
When you talk about, Mark, good evening to you, by the way. When you talk about systemic, why are blacks killing other blacks? When is that going to be seriously addressed? Huh?
Why are whites killing other whites? That is systemic right there. You know that the person that's most likely to kill a white is a white, right? I mean, if you want to break this out by color,
I can definitely agree with you on that. There's no dispute or disagreement for me.
Then why do we care about black-on-black crime if we care on black-on-white crime? I think that what the concern here is that people that work for the government and a sort of systemic, what they believe to be a systemic problem. Now, I'm not 100% sure. I've seen statistics.
If I want to be fair about something, if you bring up the issue of Las Vegas, look at Baltimore. I don't need to go to Chicago. Look at Baltimore. That's criminality on one hand, and that's gun violence on the other hand. And guess who does most of those things? Blacks. Okay? That's racist for me to say that? Of course.
What's he saying, Mark? I can't even understand.
I don't know.
Right now.
It's racist, criminality, Baltimore.
The situation in Baltimore, you got two factors playing out there, okay? Criminality on one hand, and then gun violence on the other hand. How about dealing with that, too?
And it seems
Maybe you ought to bring some of your prostitutes down there and, you know, give those guys a chance to, take a load off.
You really need to ease your unwording. To unburden yourself and to ease.
Thank you for the professional opinion. I didn't know that's what you did. I didn't realize that you were actually a pimp.
Sex with a black female, please.
Thanks for the call tonight, Ralph. I appreciate it. Toll-free number here.
What the hell is he talking about?
855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733.
So I'm disturbed by the black female comment because, like, these are women, and, you know, like, it. I would call an animal a female. I just don't like that terminology.
I see.
I guess.
Let's go.
I'm sure if Ian weren't living in Keene, New Hampshire, and some chocolate threw some lovin' some his way, some chocolate lovin'.
Let's go to Nathan. He's in Texas. Nathan, go ahead.
Hey, I'm glad you brought up the YouTube demonetization issue.
Yeah, what about it?
Like Johnson, I'm also subscribed to a lot of these channels, and they've been talking about it a lot for the last couple of months. I'm not surprised at all you've been demonetized because political talk was the first to go.
Huh, okay.
under the new terms of service, which are very vague. They're very, you know the kind of TOS you get from a lot of these big corporate sites. They're like harassment, hate speech, anything controversial, you know. I mean, you can find videos talking about it, criticizing it. It started earlier this year with some kind of controversy, I think, about ads appearing on a Nazi video or something.
PewDiePie.
And so PewDiePie's
a Nazi?
YouTube started designing a bot,
basically an
algorithm. I'm sorry?
Go ahead.
PewDiePie is who you were talking about, where this
right,
started from.
Right, the PewDiePie, the Washington Post, the failing Washington Post, they tried to make Matt to be a Nazi or whatever, or sorry, the Wall Street Journal.
Yeah, so I don't know what, the term anti-Semitism gets trotted out pretty quickly if you have something bad to say about the nation of Israel, right? Like, I don't think that the United States should be giving a whole bunch of money to, any particular country, but, you know, Israel, it certainly is a receiver of that. So that is an anti-Semitic comment by some people's standards. I also think that Israel's rules for immigration seem like if they were implemented by any other country, they would be called racist and bigoted.
Right. And what really gets to me about this whole YouTube thing is that YouTube seems to have one standard, you know, one standard for me and another for thee. And in this case, it seems no matter what the Young Turks post, you know, that obviously their videos have a lot of profanity, a lot of controversial content, and there are several videos talking about this. No matter what they post, you know, they'll
have ads. It's suitable for all advertisers, right?
Well, wait a minute, hold on.
Yes, but if
wait,
you
wait,
post
did,
a video
didn't you just say that the Young
yeah.
Turks have been complaining about being demonetized? Or no, they have not.
I'm sorry, did I say that?
Okay, I thought that's what you were getting at.
Well,
they were still getting...
I think everybody's been demonetized to some extent.
To some extent, right. But the Young Turks, I mean, as far as I know, most of their videos are still monetized. People complain a lot that if they report on the same issues that they report on, the Young Turks, that they'll be demonetized, the TYT won't be. And I think there's a video from Crowder where he complains about his video. Him criticizing TYT is not suitable for all advertisers. Mm. And I think one of their co-hosts even took to gloating about this, saying that, you know, I think mocking people in a video, saying, well, if your content's been demonetized, it must be hateful. It must be bigoted and not suitable for advertisers. And I find this very repugnant. Like, well, obviously YouTube favors them.
Yeah, I've seen some of the video game bloggers complaining about it, the Let's Play video game people.
I watch prank calls. That's been demonetized. Calls, a food reviewer, which is actually...
I watch a guy that's
funny.
Just reviews knives. He just... has sharp pieces of metal in his hand, and he complains about it.
Wow. Well,
right,
I know that a lot of them have decided to flip over to Patreon and use that platform for fundraising while still producing videos on YouTube, while others have cut back their production of videos on YouTube and probably are releasing some only to Patreon subscribers as well. So there are ways that the folks who've been affected by this can handle it.
Maybe a particularly technically savvy person can find a way to combine Steam it, right?
Okay, which is a cryptocurrency social blogging platform.
And MadeSafe.
Which is a decentralized storage application.
Not just storage, but the internet entirely is decentralized.
Right.
Is MadeSafe,
there are competitors there is a competitor like that. I think it's like BitChute or something. It's basically, I don't know if it's exactly like Nadesafe, but it's sort of like what you're talking about.
Steam does have a video platform.
Does it really?
Yeah, I forget what it's called, but if you look for it.
But if there's a central point of storage, then you would
have
a blockchain problem. Okay, that's
interesting. Blockchain, as I understand it.
Right.
I've watched a video on it, and it worked, but that's as far as I went with it. Hey, thanks, Nathan, for the call tonight. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. Luckily, there is an internet out there and lots of other options besides YouTube. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Book Club Radio.
Today we're chatting with Mike Papantonio, leading trial lawyer and prolific author. His latest novel, Law and Vengeance, is a nonstop, action-packed legal thriller. We spoke with him about the book and the real-life issues that inform and inspire his writing.
I ended up being involved in really complex cases. By being there, it gave me kind of an interesting view of the world that maybe most people don't see, because I'm always on the other side of a table against a corporation that's created a pharmaceutical that's killing people, or a corporation that's polluting our waterways or our air knowingly, or a Wall Street entity that's stealing from mom and pop. So I always see that part of the story, and I collect the documents and I take the depositions and I try the cases, and in there, most of these books that I write kind of write themselves, you know, because they're all based on actual events, actual cases that I handle.
On the heels of the critically acclaimed legal thriller, Law and Disorder, comes Law and Vengeance, the latest novel from famed trial attorney Mike Papantonio. Law and Vengeance follows the law firm of Bergman Dica Thomas, who is now in the crosshairs of a weapons manufacturer. But this is not a law firm that plays by all the rules. Based on a real case, Law and Vengeance, the riveting new legal thriller by Mike Papantonio, is available wherever books are sold.
Earlier this year, after many years of conflict over the direction of Bitcoin, the creators of Bitcoin Cash did just what they were told to do. They forked off. Now there are two Bitcoins, the one that is run by the big bank Betsy's, and Bitcoin Cash, the one that stays true to the creator's vision. Bitcoin Cash has surprised many with its relevancy and staying power, and the price reflects it. If you believe that Bitcoin was meant to be a low-cost, easy-to-use, peer-to-peer currency that could bring economic freedom to the world, you need Bitcoin Cash. Get your Bitcoin Cash wallet right now at Bitcoin.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you dial toll free. Bring us anything you want. Our number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We'll find out what's going on with the Satanic Temple. Coming up here, Johnson's got that story, and a vegan food truck owner is under fire for some comments after the Vegas shooting. Mark, you will tell us about that if we get the chance. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. You want to save big time on your purchases at Amazon, here's how you do it. You go to saveitpurse.com, because remember, you can't shop through Amazon normally and help Free Talk Live now that they've broken up with us, but you can still save huge percentages, like up to 33% off, by going to saveitpurse.com, saveatpurse.com. I just saved 25%. I got another key for the car that we have here, and I saved 25% on buying that key through saveitpurse.com, saveatpurse.com.
You don't have to go to the dealer to get new keys these days?
You have to get it. It's one of those transponder ones, so it has to be programmed at the dealer,
okay.
But you can actually order the key itself online. No, not always.
Yeah,
not
sometimes
always.
You can program them yourself.
Correct. So anyway, toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. But the catch with saveitpurse.com is you have to have Bitcoin or some other cryptocurrency in order to be able to get these tremendous discounts. So try it out for yourself, save at purse. And if you needed another reason to get Bitcoin besides the fact that it's at all-time highs and it could be going even higher within the next several weeks, this is a great reason to do it any time of the year because you get tremendous discounts. Saveitpurse.com. All right.
Yeah, my guy that says to, you know, what to buy at any given time, somebody I listen to on what the, you know, cryptos that are going to go up in value,
mm-hmm.
He says the place to be right now is probably Bitcoin, Neo, and perhaps Ripple.
But everybody has an opinion about that, and they could all be wrong, so we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow.
It's not my advice. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't predict the future, but it is interesting watching Bitcoin over the last year. It's, you know, kind of look at the pattern. Not saying that it's going to follow a pattern. It may not, but it appears to have this year where it kind of rises up. You know, like kind of goes up pretty dramatically, then stumbles a little bit, then goes up again, then stumbles a little bit.
It basically had that pattern prior to the Mt. Gox debacle that kicked it in the gut for about 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
But essentially it's followed that pattern except for the Mt. Gox problem.
Right. So anyway, if you want to learn more about Bitcoin, go check out Bitcoin.com. But Johnson, what's going on with the Satanic Temple these days? They're always doing something interesting.
Well, the Supreme Court of Missouri has agreed to hear an interesting religious and reproductive liberty case brought by Mary Doe, a member of the Satanic Temple. And the case challenges an informed consent law requiring a 72-hour waiting period, an ultrasound, and support for statements like, life begins at conception before a woman can get an abortion.
You have to say life begins at conception before you can get an abortion?
Apparently that's a statement that has to be provided to the women.
In Wisconsin.
In Missouri.
I'm sorry, Missouri.
The case would be the first of its kind heard by either the Missouri Supreme Court or the U.S. Supreme Court, notes the Kansas City Star. Doe claims the requirements violate her right to religious freedom, as Satanists do not believe that life begins at conception.
Hmm.
The first court to hear the case rejected Doe's constitutional claims, but an appeals court last week decided Doe's claims might have merit. It presents a contested matter of right that involves fair doubt and reasonable room for disagreement. The Western District Court of Appeals ruled unanimously, ordering the case to be transferred to the jurisdiction of the Missouri Supreme Court. Missouri regulations require that any woman seeking an abortion must first view an active ultrasound, wait 72 hours after an initial doctor's visit, and sign papers declaring that they have read and understand state-mandated statements that a personhood begins at conception and that abortion at any stage terminates the life of a separate, unique, living human being.
Okay.
Wow. That's a pretty serious restriction on being able to buy a service.
The sole.
Well, what part of it's inaccurate? I'm not saying that
people have different opinions about that.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it's not an opinion as to when life begins.
Actually, it is.
What if somebody has an opinion on whether you're alive or not?
Well, everybody can have an opinion. They're all entitled to them.
Do you not think that they should be charged with a crime if they end your life?
Well, yeah, but okay. Again, we're not talking about the life of an actual human being. We're talking about a fetus.
Well, right.
Yeah, so there you go. This whole statement about it being a living human being would be contested, that some people might not agree that it's a human being yet.
Well, it's a human life.
Again, that's contention.
Then some people might also argue that a cancerous tumor is a human life.
Well,
because it happens to be consistent of, you know, human cells or something.
Not autonomous. Yeah. All right.
It's not autonomous.
Neither is a fetus, in case you hadn't noticed.
Not fully autonomous, but it's getting there. It's working that way.
Sure. So it's the potential for
you. You've got lots of friends that aren't autonomous, buddy.
What are you talking about?
They're just saying.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
He's making a terrible joke. The sole purpose of, and you know, when you're in college or high school, you have lots of friends who are not autonomous.
Indeed.
The sole purpose of the law is to indoctrinate pregnant women into the belief held by some, but not all, Christians, that a separate and unique human being begins at conception. This is a quote wrote the appeals court. Because the law does not recognize or include other beliefs, Doe contends that it establishes an official religion and makes it clear that the state disapproves of her beliefs. Despite its provocative name, the Satanic Temple doesn't actually worship Satan. There's no ritual sacrifice or other trappings of satanic lore.
That we know of.
It's more of a mischievous and high-concept anti-religion opposed to the tenets of organized Christianity and their infiltration of American laws.
It's trolling atheists.
Yeah. Its description of its mission actually sounds mighty libertarian as well as steeped in traditional morality.
Libertarians disagree on this issue.
Yeah. To encourage benevolence and empathy among all people, reject tyrannical authority, advocate practical common sense and justice, and to be directed by the human conscience to undertake noble pursuits guided by the individual will.
These are the tenets?
Yeah, those are the tenets of the Satanic Church, apparently, or the Satanic Temple of Missouri.
Right.
The first conception was in response to George W. Bush's creation of the White House's Office of Faith-Based and Community Initiatives, one of the Satanic Temple founders told the New York Times in 2015. I thought there should be some kind of counter. He hit on the idea of starting a faith-based organization that met all the Bush administration's criteria for receiving funds, but was repugnant to them. Imagine if a satanic organization applied
for funds. And that is the problem, and that is why government shouldn't be involved in religion, is because you might have your favorite religion, and you might think that's what religion looks like. However, religion has a really broad definition.
Yes.
I don't concur that human life has quite the broad definition, but nonetheless, I don't think that, that history, that abortion has a particularly good history in this country, whether it's legal or illegal.
He said, imagine if a satanic organization applied for funds. He remembered thinking, it would sink the whole program. Both founders consider themselves atheistic Satanists with no more literal belief in Satan than they do in a literal God. To them, Satan represents the solidarity of outsiders, those judged and excluded by the mainstream. He explains the Times.
The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. Your thoughts on the Satanic Temple. We may have more here on this. You're, of course, welcome to join us and take control of the airwaves. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We invite you to join us here toll free at 855-450-FREE like freedom. 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. Joining you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
There's an interesting case, Johnson, you're telling us about out of Missouri. I confused that with Wisconsin. Sorry about that, Wisconsin folks.
Missouri. It's better than confusing it with misery.
Right. Missouri, there's apparently some really restrictive, clearly like religious-based rules that apply to anyone looking to get an abortion. They have to watch an ultrasound of their baby first. They have to have a 72-hour waiting period.
I feel like I need to translate your apology. He meant to say, sorry, Derek, cheesehead.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. He's very apologetic to you there.
Can you run down the list of the requirements again for somebody that wants to get an abortion?
Sure. So those requirements are two.
And now the Satanic Temple is challenging these requirements in court, basically saying that a Satanist doesn't have these particular beliefs that they're trying to sort of get the woman to agree to.
Yeah. In order to get an abortion in Missouri, a woman must first view an active ultrasound, wait 72 hours after an initial doctor's visit, and sign papers declaring that they have read and understand state-mandated requirements that personhood begins at conception and that abortion at any stage terminates the life of a separate, unique, living human being.
I mean, it just seems like it's false on its face. The being is not separate. It is connected to its mother at that point. This definitely is, I mean, it sounds very, very, like, well, we're forcing this down people's throats.
I mean, I've always kind of, I mean, my personal belief is that, yes, that's true if you're getting an abortion, but I've always thought that what we should be advocating for, if you're advocating for it, you know, if you're both pro-choice and pro-life, which I think it's possible to be, then don't advocate for abortion. Just advocate for separating the fetus from the mother and
letting it die.
Just whatever happens.
Well, at this time, that's what would happen. But it's not far.
Is it though?
They put a sheep in a bag at this point.
Right.
So I mean, it is possible.
So
to
my
do this.
Thought is, if you are religious and you're a part of a church, start donating the millions and millions and billions of dollars that it's going to require to save the life of every unwanted birth that's out there. Hundreds of thousands of people that will likely grow up to be vicious criminals, right?
Or in abusive households.
Or in abusive households with the fostering system that is just, you know, like where children are sent to the homes of parents who are human garbage.
Yeah, monsters.
Who just want to be monsters and just abuse and, you know, violate the children that they're seeking to get custody of, right? Let's have you fund those programs with your money. Put your money where your mouth is and have these people raised in these scientific laboratories. Like, let's just go watch the movie Soldier. You know, maybe the military will sponsor it, and they'll grow them up to be weapons of war, you know, trained and psychologically abused from birth to be
don't give many
mindless
ideas,
weapons.
They may very well go for that. I think this is where the religious community and those that are highly anti-abortion really fall down, is that there aren't that many options for young people to who want to get abortion. And what to do. You know, who's going to take care of this kid? Well, you are. You did it. Well, you know, thanks. I've got this other option that's a significantly less trouble. Mm-hmm. I think I'll take that one. So I think that's, you know, the best argument that's out there is that, well, what if all these kids are born? Then what?
We're going to go to your calls and thoughts. You can bring up what you want. Let's talk first to Dan. He's in Nebraska, listening online. Hello, Dan.
Hey Ian, hey Mark, hey Johnson. I called in tonight because I kind of wanted to defend maybe I don't know how a good adjective for it, but poorly represented young men in two ways, because lucky for me tonight, I'm both a MGTOW and a Satanist. On and off.
Hold on. Let me translate here. MGTOW is a new term for me tonight. Men going their own way is what that stands for. Go ahead.
So the first thing is I think that people think that MGTOWs are for the most part kind of nasty, or they're kind of, I don't know how to put it, like they're just nasty and rude people, but what I can tell when I actually go into like places on Reddit or 4chan where I spend quite a bit of my time with these other MGTOW is that it's really more of a movement for solidarity for, you know, men who just have an increasingly difficult time, especially young ones in the world of dating nowadays. And, you know, a lot of us, we all have the same story. And I believe part of that is just because this is what happens if you have, you know, feminism in a country for so many years, is that eventually you're going to have a generation of men grown up with it all their lives, and
that happens though? What are you? You know, what's the experience that you said you're solid on, or that has been across
solidarity?
Yeah.
No, I mean solidarity as in it's a group where we are all understanding of each other because we have the same cultural experience of being.
What's the experience though? That's what I'm asking. Like, what is
how is feminism negatively affecting
you? The experience I'm talking about is one where. I guess as long as I've been in the educational system, I've had to learn that, you know, men are evil. They're responsible for the world's worst atrocities, and that particularly white and Western American men, I should be guilty for being an American man because, you know, we're.
Who's telling you this? Where are you hearing that?
Well,
I did not hear that in high school. I can tell you that. And I didn't hear it in college.
Okay. Well, I'll. First off, I think when I grew up kind of in the suburbs, and I actually still live in the suburbs. I live in like the suburbs of a pretty big metropolitan area, but I actually had a lot of, you know, really liberal high school teachers, and they would definitely, let out their political beliefs from time to time. And I actually remember that there was one time I was in my AP Psych class having to defend the psychology behind, you know, members of the young alt-right, because my psychology teacher simply didn't understand us or our perspectives, you know, in this kind of, when she would talk about, you know, men or white men or American men or Western people or Western culture in the ways that she would. And, you know, I would say that in most, like, humanities or English or whatever related fields, I definitely got that impression. And that also, that definite, I got a definite.
So it sounds like you're referring to things that were kind of indoctrinated or attempted to be indoctrinated upon you in the government school system. But I guess I'm more curious about the experience that you might have had as far as like dating or whatever. Is, do you guys share experiences there that have been a turnoff to women? Or is it all like we're going to be mad at women because some people in school told us these things? I'm confused.
Well, I think that, okay, do you want me to speak from my own personal experience, or do you want me to try to elaborate?
You from your own personal experience. First of all, how old are you?
I am 19 years old.
Okay, got it. Now, so you're just fresh out of high school, maybe in college, or are you going to college?
I am in college.
Okay, got it. So, what's your experience?
My personal experience is that I think that I was really kind of taught as a young kid by my feminist mom and all my feminist teachers to try to be this kind of male that women simply don't want. Women simply do not particularly care for this kind of soft, feminized kind of man that is encouraged by Hollywood or and by you know, other social institutions like that.
And did you have an experience where you were this soft guy that you're describing and you were rejected as a result of that, you believe?
I've only known rejection my whole life, and I'm not going to lie. I haven't changed from being the soft guy. I'm just now a really bitter soft guy.
All right. We can continue here in moments. Cause
it gets better.
I want to know about, you know, experiences. You attempted, you know, the dating apps. You're the first young male to call in on this topic, so hang on, Dan. We'll continue. Because for those just tuning in, we did spend the first couple hours of the show talking about the dating world today and how it supposedly may be different than it has been. And frustrating for people on both sides. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's Free Talk Live.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will. So pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information. So pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at LegacyFoodStorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at LegacyFoodStorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. Moments remain. There's enough time here if you're on the line right now. If you're not, well, sorry, probably not going to get you on tonight. But you can always call back tomorrow night because we're doing this thing 7 nights a week. And, of course, you can join us here and online as well over at freetalklive.com. Don't forget, you can also get signed up for our email list there at freetalklive.com. It's an easy sign-up box right there, kind of in the middle of the page towards the top at freetalklive.com. We'll send you an email usually about once a week to keep you informed with what's going on with Free Talk Live. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
We've been talking most of the show, or especially in the first couple hours, about dating. And what sparked the conversation was an online column complaining from a woman in her early 30s, although she looked a little older to most of us, complaining about the dating marketplace and, you know, how terrible it is now for her, that she's actually being rejected out of hand or being blown off. And, of course, a lot of people looking at this and a lot of men looking at this and saying, well, hey, welcome to our life. You know, from age 18 to 30 or whatever. And we've got a young gentleman on the line with us here, Dan, in Nebraska. He's 19 years old. He's in college right now. And you said that your life so far has been nothing but rejection, Dan, and you're frustrated by that. You've joined the MGTOW movement, which is a term I'd never heard of before tonight. It stands for Men Going Their Own Way. And you said that you are kind of a softy. That's how you were trained to be by society and your feminist mother. And you say that women don't want that in your experience. Anyway, I don't want to put more words in your mouth. I'm just kind of trying to kind of recap there. Are you with us, Dan?
That is totally true.
So tell us about your experience as far as, like, you know, have you gotten rejected on, you know, how many occasions? Because you sound kind of jaded for a pretty young guy.
So I'm going to say I've been rejected. I was rejected about 4 or 5 times. I tried, you know, Tinder one time, didn't work, and then that's when I went MGTOW, which means you just kind of stop trying at that point. Once you go MGTOW, that means the trying is done.
That's an unbelievable. That's just so much rejection. I don't know how. I think that you should go into sales with a record like that.
You're being facetious,
yes,
Johnson.
Yes, I am.
You're saying he didn't try
five enough. Times you were rejected.
Five.
Five.
It was five, Johnson. I'm gonna
that is brutal.
Five.
But Johnson, it's every single time.
Every single time. Five whole times you're rejected. Dude, if you now change your numbers to 5,000 times, and then you can start talking about experience. Because where you're coming from is not a position of experience.
His experience is his experience,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, sure. I mean, but it's five times.
I agree with
Johnson. If you were to go into sales and you were like, boss, I just don't know what to do. I was rejected five times trying to sell this particular widget.
The boss would
widget.
Say, pick up the phone and make 500 more calls.
Yeah.
So I think it's important to note that a relationship is the highest level of sale that you can have.
You're selling yourself.
I can sell radio ads to a dozen different businesses at any given week, but I can only have one committed long-term relationship, and that's what is being asked for here from, you know, I presume women in your case. That's what is being asked of them. So you have to understand that you have to catch them at the right time. You have to,
Not during dinner. Yes, during dinner.
Bitterness isn't attractive, and that's what I hear from the sort of big towel thing you're talking about. Going your own way and not trying are two different things. So if MGTOW means, focusing on yourself and making you the best you can be, then I'm all for that. If it means I'm not going to try at something that I think might make me happy, I'm not for that.
Mark, I'm going to say that I've had my ego shattered after these five times, and I think that because I was able to find such immediate, because I've been on 4chan and Reddit since I was like 15, and I'd already kind of seen a lot of men try, and once I kind of realized that I was getting the same results as they'd gotten after they'd tried many times, I just kind of figured that I'd probably get similar results. So that's kind of why I decided to just.
Now, why did you say being on 4chan and Reddit was another part of the problem, Johnson? What did you
just
mean by that?
It's a bubble of reality that's just not. I shouldn't have even said a bubble of reality. It's just a bubble of.
Misogynistic?
Well, not necessarily misogynistic, but like the same types of people interested in the same types of things, and it's just the internet. You know, it's not getting out and getting experience. You know, you're not living.
The five girls that you tried to ask to what presumably for a date or something. What were the circumstances around those asks? Was it all online, real life?
The online I don't count. Mm-hmm. But I did actually try Tinder, and I tried it for like a few weeks, and I actually never got a single match, even though my profile was pretty. I actually had a female coworker who is my age at the time, 18, help me make this Tinder, and it still didn't work. And so that's like part of it.
That's frustrating.
Yeah, that's frustrating, sure.
So when you say it didn't work,
that means that nobody swiped on you. Is that what you're saying? Nobody that you swiped on you.
That's right.
Got it.
Okay, so this is what I tell people on a regular basis, young men on a regular basis, is that you got to be, you got to be where women are. That they're not going to stumble across you. You got to stumble across them. They've been indoctrinated their whole lives.
Plus, 80% of them won't ever even swipe on you anyway.
They've been indoctrinated their whole lives to say to expect you to go after them. And you know, as annoying as that is, that's the way it is. And you're at a time in your life when you're going after women that have a high social value. Women between the ages of 18 to 25, you know. It's high level of value there. Maybe there shouldn't be, but there is. And so what I recommend is finding hobbies and things to do that are outside of the house that would be of some interest to women. My son was in a dance class. He's much younger than you are. But he was in a dance class, and he was literally 5%. It was 5% male, 19 women to one, or those sorts of things. I recommend dance classes because you're always going to do well there. But get out of the house. Coffee shops
probably should be something you're actually interested in.
But it is. I mean, dancing is athletic, and be interested in something that's going to do well for you.
I don't necessarily agree with that advice. I mean, I do to a certain extent, that you want to get out and have experiences, but do whatever things you're interested in for the most part, and that might not necessarily share. So with interests that maybe a lot of women are into, mm-hmm. I mean, there might be, but there's generally going to be some. But I'd suggest that what you need to do is get into the mentality of appreciating the failures and actually getting into the mindset that you're going to try and fail, like literally go ahead and not worry about it, not put so much value on these rejections, right? And in fact, go out and seek to get rejected hundreds of times. Like, go out and seek that, and just, you know, that way you won't put any value on it. And stop. And,
it doesn't feel like a big deal. Though.
Yeah, and once you stop doing that, that's when you're going to start to succeed.
Yeah.
Let go.
Can I make a comment that's more about, that is more about MGTOW in general, though, now? Just like a kind of a, this is one concept that I do want to point out just so that I can make my whole argument seem more together, and that's that most of us at the beginning actually did fall for, like, the meme of taking our indoctrination. And I remember distinctly that I had a pretty esteemed view of feminism for a long time. And I'd actually told, you know, I try to talk to certain girls. And this was not, these don't count as the ones I'm asking out. These count as the ones I made conversation with, which is a different thing. That, you know, I believe in the tenets of feminism. You can tell at that point that they do not like men who are like that. And that, you know, a lot of us have this moment that we hit that we call the red pill, where basically we realize that what we've been told was wrong and we take a hard right turn. I don't know if you ever heard of that term before, but it's pretty popular, not only the MGTOW world, but also people who were, I think that a lot of libertarians and also young alt-lighters, you know, use that word because it's a lot of us have this like youth in our beliefs that comes from this hurt place where we feel like we've been lied to by our society this entire time.
I think this MGTOW thing deserves some more discussion. We don't have time for it tonight, but I want to thank you, Dan, for calling and sharing your own personal experiences with us here this evening. I do appreciate that. Thank you for the call here. I think that when I was his age, I also focused on myself and making myself as successful as possible. And I think that was a good choice generally because it worked and I didn't have relationships distracting me from that. On the other hand, I also have zero dating experience as a result of that. We can talk more about this. In fact, Vice has a piece called This Group of Straight Men is Swearing Off Women. So maybe we'll talk about that on another night. But we're out of time for tonight. You can join us online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor and active shooter kits for $129.90 delivered. Check out the promotion sales tab at kdarmor.com, CADIarmor.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.